Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. KNSS breaking news this morning. Authorities are searching for suspects after three people were killed in a shooting at a Houston nightclub. Police say the shooting happened Tuesday night at the DD Sky Club, where about 30 people had gathered for an open mic night. Police tell the Houston Chronicle that two people opened fire after an argument. Officers who responded found three people dead and a fourth person in critical condition. Police say they don't yet have a clear description of the suspects. That's in Houston. No deal yet, but the Speaker of the House and the Treasury Secretary are inching closer to an agreement on coronavirus-related stimulus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will resume negotiations today after a 45-minute conversation yesterday provided what a spokesperson for Pelosi called more clarity in common ground. A final agreement could top $2 trillion in coronavirus-related spending and economic stimulus, a figure far higher than the $500 billion measure Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is offering today.
It does address an awful lot of things that we do agree on.
McConnell says if a presidentially supported bill wins House approval, the Senate would, at some point, consider it. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One person was critically injured in a crash involving a semi Tuesday afternoon at Tyler and K-42, southwest of Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver of the semi ran a red light and crashed into an SUV, pushing it into another car. The driver of the SUV was hospitalized. No other injuries were reported. At a special meeting Tuesday night, the Wichita Board of Education approved a blended plan to send middle and high school students back to the classroom.
The board voted 4-2 to approve the plan, which is a blended on-site and My School remote model for middle and high schools for the second nine-week quarter beginning November 9th. No changes will be made to the elementary plan for the second quarter. Board member Stan Reeser said it's time to cautiously move to in-person learning.
There is not another school district in Kansas that needs that in-person contact. Remote is exciting for some kids, but I can tell you down in my district of working families, they are hurting.
This plan is only for middle and high school students who chose in-person learning when they enrolled this year. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a new partner for the city's Bike Share program.
Bike Share ICT launched in 2017 and saw steady growth until March 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The city will now partner with Tandem Mobility, who purchased all assets from Zagster, who managed the program previously but went bankrupt. Councilmember Becky Tuttle was very enthusiastic about the return of the program.
It was a very sad day back in, I think it was April, when I got a call from Director Tan in the evening saying that Zagster had gone bankrupt, but he made a commitment that we would bring it back. So thank you for all you've done. I really appreciate your extra effort.
The program will resume on December 1st and will be funded in large part through a $360,000 sponsorship by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Also at the council meeting, $6.5 million was approved for Phase 2 of the city's Aquatics Master Plan. It includes improvements and art and aesthetic elements at Manissa and Harvest Pools, along with a splash pad at the Linwood Water Playground. Both Phase 1 and 2 are scheduled to be completed before the start of the summer season 2021. The council gave the green light to the city's pavement preservation program next year, which will cost $11.5 million. The media is speculating on why President Obama has not been on the campaign trail for Joe Biden.
According to The Atlantic, former President Barack Obama has been absent from the trail in part because he's finishing his book, due 2 weeks after the election. But after reports surfaced alleging Obama warned during the primaries, don't underestimate Joe's ability to F things up, his absence has been questioned. And his first appearance on the trail, however coincidental, comes as Biden's campaign denies allegations of impropriety stemming from his son's business deals, the basis for which is still being questioned. Obama stayed on the sidelines until Biden locked up the primary, then roundly endorsed his number two. The big money came in a June virtual event, breaking a campaign fundraising record.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich reporting. KNSS News Time, 6:04 now, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Eisenhower National Airport reporting some light rain out there in the Wichita area. We got wet roadways in Wichita. Things could be a little slippery, so be a little extra careful out there today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture continues to lift in from the south here early on, we will see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across south central Kansas, and drizzle will continue into the afternoon today, our high 63. Temperatures may actually stay fairly steady overnight as the front lifts to the north of us. Been sunny and windy Thursday with a high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light rain. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour and 49 degrees. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar for you this morning, there is an area of showers, light showers, showing up almost all across Sedgwick County and to the east of Hutchinson up on I-135 up that way. And the bulk of this shower that we're seeing right now over in southern Butler County now moving to the east-northeast, south of the turnpike over there, and then some to the southeast of Eureka. So there are, for a change, some showers moving through the Wichita area. How about that? Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, another cloudy day across south central Kansas. Tuesday, yesterday, Wichita's high temperature was 50 degrees. Normal high for the date, 68. On this date in 1979, a severe thunderstorm moved rapidly across Harper, Sedgwick, and Harvey counties, where golf ball to baseball-sized hail pummeled many areas, 1979. On this date, 100 years earlier than that, 1879, Thomas Edison perfected a workable electric light at his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. The electric light having an anniversary today. I get the three-way bulbs in my house, and I use the three-way bulbs, and invariably they never work more than about 4 days. And then they're a one-way bulb. I don't know what the secret is.
I got to tell you, I've started buying LED bulbs.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one go out on me.
No.
Every one of those LED bulbs I've ever bought, I've kept with me. Even when I moved from the house I was living in before until the apartment I live in now, all those bulbs I took with me. And, I had some incandescents left and I tossed them. But the LED ones I took with me, they still work.
Well, I haven't had such luck. Everything burns out on me after 4 days. California will let fans back in outdoor stadiums for pro sports events in counties with low coronavirus infection rates, but isn't ready to allow Disneyland and the other major theme parks to reopen. This comes from the state's top health official. San Francisco and neighboring Alameda and Santa Clara are the only counties that meet the threshold for pro sports. However, immediately after yesterday's announcement, officials in Santa Clara, home to the San Francisco 49ers, issued a statement saying they were not ready to allow even a limited number of fans into Levi's Stadium. So, California, like so many other places, trying to get back to normal. If you were listening to our news just a moment ago, you heard that the Wichita Board of Education, USD 259, met just last evening in a special session and voted 4-2 for this plan to a kind of a blended on-site of my school remote model for middle schools and high schools for the second 9-week quarter beginning November 9th. No changes are going to be made to the elementary plan for the second quarter. Again, just a reminder, this plan is only for middle and high school students who chose in-person learning when they enrolled this year. So if you heard the Board of Education, the board members there, one of them saying, you know, in my neighborhood, the kids really, they're not into this cyber learning. They want to get back to school and get back face-to-face. And we hope it's one of those things. We're looking for one of these days soon, maybe we can get back to normal. 6:15 well, now.
Eventually, sure.
On KNS. Eventually. I put something on Facebook a while ago, my personal Facebook, about the fact that, you know, it's going to be months before we ever get back to close to normal. I hate to be pessimistic, but in the meantime, if we don't have a vaccine, if we don't have a good, effective treatment, one treatment here, take a pill and you're over this. We don't have a vaccine that works. Hey, what's the alternative? You can get sick.
Yeah.
Or you can put on a mask. Or you can take some, you know, try to protect yourself and others.
And even when we get that vaccine, you got to make sure it gets out there. Got to make sure enough people are getting it.
I think it's going to get it. I think it's going to be out there. I just wonder if there are a lot of people like it. Have a little, you know, the holding back scene. You know, let's see how this works for a couple of months before I take it. I would wait, maybe. I don't know. Shelley and I have talked about it.
I don't know.
We don't have a firm.
I would like for things to get back to the way they were so much. I might not.
Might not wait. Yeah, that's true.
I really want things to get back to the way they were. I'm going, okay?
Yeah. I get it. Got the flu shot, so we're set with that. Early voting underway now, 13 days to Election Day, and folks were doing some early voting. As I've said to you before this morning on the morning show, with Shelley and I both voted by mail about 3 days ago.
Yep.
And we knew who we wanted to vote for, and it's not a big problem.
Yep.
And I don't ever go into the booth at the last minute on the major, on the majors, not knowing who I'm going to vote for. I mean, you know, I saw a lot of judges with R's by their names and nobody running against them. So
right.
Running for judge in Sedgwick County doesn't seem to be something that everybody wants to do.
Of course, early voting started on Monday. That's when I went. I was kind of surprised I got in and out quickly enough. I heard stories of people saying that it took them quite a long time to get in. The lines were really long where they were at when they went. For me, the line wasn't very long at all. I was in and out in 10 minutes. I know there's going to be, you know, horror stories out there from here and elsewhere about how many people are voting and how long it's taking, but I just didn't have that experience at all.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you go on November 4th, it'll be too late. I know that much.
Don't go on the 4th. Yeah,
it
sure.
It could be a problem. They won't let you in the building. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for Leadoff Sports. Jad Chambers on the Sports Desk this morning.
Another report released by The Athletic is claiming that WSU basketball coach Greg Marshall's alleged abuse of players predated his time as a Shocker. Tuesday's report details allegations by 7 former Winthrop athletes who played for Marshall during his time as head coach there at Winthrop between 1998 and 2007. The report only details incidents of verbal abuse that the players claim crossed the line. Marshall is currently under investigation by a law firm hired by WSU to look into the allegations of verbal and physical abuse by former Shockers out there. Now, actually, Marshall has vehemently denied the allegations, saying he never struck a player or a colleague and that he's never been demeaning or abusive. Interim President Rick Muma has declined to comment on his decision not to suspend Marshall and said there's no firm timeline for the investigation. Athletic Director Darren Boatwright said he is closely monitoring the situation. The Seattle Seahawks maintained their top spot on the top of the latest AP Pro 32 poll. The next 4 spots went to AFC teams. Kansas City Chiefs back up to number 2 after they dropped down to number 3 when they lost to Las Vegas. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number 3 now. Tennessee Titans, number 4. And the Baltimore Ravens at number 5. Next up for the Chiefs is a trip to Denver to face the Broncos on Sunday. Denver coach Vic Fangio says that Chiefs offense is formidable.
Well, right now, I mean, he's got such a Star Wars offense over there. A lot of weapons, a lot of speed, and a great, great quarterback who's operating this offense at a very, very high level. He's very hard to sack. He doesn't throw interceptions, or very rarely does. You know, the guy's at the top of his game.
About it.
I can't say he's wrong.
That's Chiefs, the scouting report of the Chiefs.
Chiefs and Broncos, Sunday afternoon. A broadcast start at 2 o'clock, and that's right here on KNSS. A KU football team set for their second consecutive road trip. They take on the K-State Wildcats Saturday. Bill Snyder Family Stadium in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. Kickoff at 11 a.m. The 118th meeting between the two teams. The 58th in Manhattan. KU actually holds the series advantage over K-State. 66-46, well, with five ties. So that's how that works out. They actually even hold the advantage when you're talking about the record in Manhattan, 28-26 with three of those ties. So KU still on top, but, well, this year K-State is nationally ranked and KU is not. The Sunflower Showdown on KFH Saturday broadcast start at 10 a.m. Game one of the 2020 World Series last night. The L.A. Dodgers handled the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3. Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Here's the final call. ESPN Radio.
Wendell bats in a pretty significant crouch from the left side. He swings and bounces it back the mound off the bare hand of Kelly, and it'll be Seager getting it and firing it on to first. Kelly looks like he's all right. Got a big smile on his face. 1-6-3 on the game-ending putout, and the Dodgers behind a great performance from Clayton Kershaw, another home run from Cody Bellinger, and then they pour it on in the middle innings, and they win game one 8-3.
And that's more or less exactly what happened in that game. That home run by Bellinger sealed it kind of early on there in the fourth. So, game two of the World Series tonight over on KFH. The Dodgers up one game over the Rays in Arlington, Texas. Broadcast start on KFH at 6:30. And speaking, we've got new coronavirus testing numbers out of the NFL. One team eagerly awaiting a possible return to practice. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano with more.
The NFL reporting 8 players tested positive for COVID-19 between October 11th and the 17th, with 11 personnel members also contracting the virus league-wide. These latest figures Tuesday from the NFL and the NFL Players Association come after the Carolina Panthers were forced to close their facilities Monday as a precautionary measure following a positive coronavirus test. The Panthers Tuesday placed offensive lineman Michael Schofield on the COVID-19 reserve list with the hopes of being able to reopen their facilities on Wednesday. The NFL has already been forced to reshuffle its schedule multiple times as a result of outbreaks for both the Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We're all experiencing a wide range of emotions right now. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.